Welcome to the Marketing That Generates podcast, hosted by yours truly, Lauren Powell. For over a decade, I've partnered with business owners around the globe to create and implement their digital marketing strategy. Working together with their teams, we generate more leads, more customers, and more revenue. I'm here to make your business growth simpler by making online marketing simpler. Every week, I'll be interviewing other business owners about the strategies that are keeping their marketing relevant in the long term, so they're not hammered by monthly algorithm adjustments. So are you ready to generate more leads, better leads, and more sales-ready leads online while making the most of your oh-so-valuable time? Then this is the podcast for you. Are you tired of being promised the magic pill that's going to solve all your online marketing challenges? Well, this podcast does not promise quick overnight fixes, nor a one-size-fits-all marketing formula. Instead, it will empower you to think differently and more strategically about your marketing so that you get better results. So whether you're a business owner, solopreneur, or an aspiring entrepreneur, listen in and subscribe for zero fluff and actionable takeaways. And for bonus resources, go to marketingthatgenerates.com. In our current podcast series, I interview the owners of four very different social media businesses, and we dive deep into their marketing. Today's episode is the third of that series, and I interview Jessica Hobbs, an Instagram growth strategist and marketer who is currently based in Tampa, Florida. In this episode, Jessica explains exactly how to use Instagram to grow your business, and most importantly, in a way that's sustainable and actionable. Listen in for her step-by-step process and make sure to visit the show notes for this episode on marketingthatgenerates.com, where I've included Jessica's free Instagram growth guide. Also, pay attention to the marketing strategies and tactics that are working for Jessica's business right now. And I'll give you a little hint. She is not solely reliant on Instagram to generate new clients, although it does play a big role in her marketing. So without further ado, let's dive in. Welcome to today's episode. I am here interviewing Jessica Hobbs, and Jessica helps small businesses grow on social media. How? By using organic strategies and creating content that converts. Jessica has a really impressive story. She grew her business as a side hustle while she was working a corporate marketing job in New York City. At that corporate job, she was at a social media company with a full client roster that had been booked out for months in advance using social media and content services. So she knows what she's talking about. Inside her Social Savvy membership and community, Jessica teaches her clients the same social media techniques and content strategies that have grown her own business. Her clients have generated leads, connected with brands, and built lasting collaborations as a result of their work with her. Jessica, I'm so pumped you're here today with us.
Thanks, Lauren. I'm so excited to be on this podcast and to talk to you about my story a little bit.
It's awesome. So let's just dive straight in. Like, you've built a business helping companies with social media growth strategies, specifically on Instagram. I'd love to learn and share with our audience a little more about both your services and what your approach is to social media.
Yeah, of course. So I love all things Instagram marketing. I know when it comes to Instagram marketing, it's either a 50-50 split. You love Instagram as much as I do, or you don't really love Instagram because of the algorithm and all of the content that it takes to grow. So I love the philosophy of sharing what feels good to you. And I say that because I know there are a lot of other Instagram marketers and mentors like myself who preach that you need to show your face on Instagram stories every single day. You need to go on Instagram Live 3 times a week, share 3 posts a day, and just very crazy numbers of content that for any business owner is just hard to produce. So I always go under the philosophy of quality content over quantity any day. And I help my clients do this in a couple of different ways. As Lauren mentioned, I have the Social Savvy membership, which is our monthly content membership where I share daily caption templates and Canva templates and all the trainings that are really bite-sized and actionable to actually help you grow on Instagram and make the algorithm your friend and attract new leads to your business. And then the other aspect that I work with clients are in a one-on-one way, either that's managing their Instagram where my team and I will create content and help your account grow, or through VIP day intensives where we really dive into your Instagram account and figure out what strategy works for you in growing your audience, in increasing your leads for your business, and just overall creating that strategy that feels good to you.
Wow. I have so many questions about everything you just said. But one, I love how your services really allow the business owner to, if they want to learn how to do it themselves, they join your membership. If they want to kind of outsource it, they can do your done for you services. And then if they're really looking for somewhere in the middle, that VIP day is a great, you know, done with you service, if you will. So you kind of cover all the breadths of different ways that you can help people and meeting them where they're at.
Yeah. And I've worked with a lot of clients over the years since starting this business. And I always run on the philosophy that when I work with a client, I really hope that I'm giving them the tools that they can do that themselves. I've had a lot of clients, sort of graduate, if you will, to kind of feeling confident in their Instagram account after a strategy session or after, you know, 2 to 3 months of really great management, that they feel confident in doing it themselves. And I love that. I am a teacher at heart, so I always share free content on my Instagram, and I do the same for my clients. So that's why I've built out this product suite to kind of help a client at any point in their business.
I hear you. And I think there's no greater gift that you can give a client than teaching them how things work, because then they start to ask better questions, right? Because sometimes when someone comes and doesn't know as much about, for example, Instagram growth, they may be solely focused on follower count or solely focused on likes or solely focused on some other vanity metric. And by you giving them the gift of educating them and kind of allowing them to graduate, they now have the tools to manage the account themselves if they want, but they're also able to be more successful at the end of the day, even if they continue to work with you.
Exactly. That's 100% correct. And, you know, I could go on forever about vanity metrics, but I really love empowering my clients with the metrics that really matter, because they often get brushed under the rug. And I'm sure we'll dive into more of those later.
Yeah. So kind of along that vein, you spoke about quality over quantity, and that tends to be an approach that I preach to clients about marketing as well, because there's so many different channels you can be on. There's so much content you can create. And marketing is only one small piece of the business. There's a lot of other stuff that has to happen: finance, fulfillment, customer support, et cetera. And so, you know, you mentioned, for better or worse, a lot of people are preaching quantity instead of quality. And that's just not sustainable sometimes, especially if you're a small team or a one woman or one man show. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about how you can create quality content and perhaps less frequently than 3 stories, 3 videos a day, which, good God, who has time for that? And still allow the algorithm to work in your favor, if you will.
Yeah. So I am a huge proponent of, I love a couple of things. I love batching content. I feel like it's the best way to produce high quality content at the same time versus having to, you know, wake up one morning and open up Instagram and scroll your camera roll and think, okay, what am I going to post today? You kind of already know what you're going to post for any given period. And one thing that I really think is important for small business owners and entrepreneurs to do is to batch their content for at least 2 weeks at a time, because I feel like, one, that's really attainable for somebody to do, and it will help kind of alleviate that stress that Instagram puts on us throughout the week. So I always recommend a number of things. So for posts, I recommend doing 3 feed posts a week, and that can be whatever is easiest for you to create. So if that is, for example, 3 carousel posts or 3 photos of you or 3 photos of your product or just whatever fits within your business and your industry, sharing those 3 feed posts a week. The next, I think you should do at least 1 piece of video content on your feed a week. And Instagram has recently released Reels, which I think is another great platform on Instagram for people to grow. But I think doing at least 1 reel or IGTV is really great for your audience to kind of get some video content from you. And I think this is really open to, one, what you're comfortable doing. Again, I don't want to force anybody to do any dancing reels unless that fits their personality and fits their business. But also, if your audience is not really interested in watching Reels, if they'd rather sit down and watch a 3 to 5 minute educational IGTV from you, then that should be what you produce. And then finally, on the story side of Instagram, I think doing at least one quality story a day is super important. And again, that can look like any number of things, because I think stories gives us a little bit more freedom for what we can share. And I always recommend starting with something personal or something that will build a connection with your audience, because let's face it, people buy from people that they know and like and trust. So we can easily do that on Instagram stories.
That is so actionable for anyone who's listening, and I so appreciate you kind of diving into the details and making it really simple for someone to follow that formula, if you will. And I also like that you are merging the skill set of the business owner or whoever is creating content for Instagram with what the audience wants, because sometimes I think we focus too much on one or the other, and then it can be hard to produce content that's not in our skill set. Or we're producing content that our audience doesn't really care about. And then it doesn't relate to the business value at the end of the day, because we're all posting to generate leads, generate customers. We're not posting just for the sake of posting.
Exactly. And I think with anything, there's always that fine line of what content you want to put out and then what content your audience wants. And of course, they probably do weigh a little bit heavier on that side of things, because they're going to be the ones engaging with it or taking action to, you know, book a call with you or purchase from you or whatever that looks like for your business. So it's really important to kind of figure out what that happy medium is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And so sometimes video can feel a little overwhelming for people to produce. I think that's why, to be honest, we see so many of the dancing reels right now, because it's like, okay, I can do that. It's not too hard. It doesn't require too much of me, I guess. And so how do you recommend someone go about creating video content for Instagram if it's something they've never done before, or they're not really sure where or how they should be creating content in a way that looks a little different from some of the dancing reels? Which is not to say there's not a place for that for the right business and the right business owner, but right now I think we're seeing maybe an over-reliance on that kind of video.
Exactly. And I love the funny reels that are going around. I love the dancing ones and the ones that make me laugh. But at the end of the day, as business owners, we're using Instagram to market ourselves and our business and increase our sales and grow our business that way. So there will be that time that probably that bubble does burst where those dancing reels just aren't going to cut it anymore. So kind of going back to what I said earlier, I really feel that as content creators ourselves, we should produce content that we feel good about doing. And I'll be honest, and I'm always honest with my audience on Instagram as well, it took me a while myself to do video content. It's not really in my personality to show up on stories every single day and, you know, be up in everyone's faces and sharing and giving value and all of these things. And it's just because of so many different things. I didn't feel comfortable about doing it at first. I was running my business. I was doing the day-to-day of that. And I didn't have time. So I really suggest for someone who wants to start with video content, if you don't feel that you can just go right into doing that, if that's not your personality or you don't have the capacity to create that piece of content, start small. So I always recommend you can do this on stories. Again, I think they're the best place that we can experiment and kind of see what works with what we like to create and what our audience likes to consume. So start with a simple boomerang of your workspace or your day to day or behind the scenes of something like that. Then work your way up into a video. Again, you're not in front of the camera, but you're still kind of showing the scene of your day to day and a glimpse into your life. From that point, add a voiceover onto it. You know, do a tutorial. This is how I do XYZ. And then from there, start to slowly introduce, you know, your face to the screen, do some videos, start with stories, and then really work your way up to a reel or work your way up to an IGTV.
I love that stair-step approach. Super smart. And I think feels very approachable to do a boomerang, to add an audio voiceover. Then it doesn't feel like there's so many outtakes that have to be created in order to produce something that you feel good about posting if you're just getting started out with video content.
Exactly. And to kind of go off of that a little bit more, that's actually the first content that I started putting on Reels because I wasn't really ready to step in front of the camera and, you know, let's face it, do a dancing reel or do one where you're pointing to the left and the right and up and down and all over the screen. So I really started off with boomerangs and then kind of worked my way up to tutorials. And now I feel confident because I know that I'm putting out content that my audience wants. Of course, they're going to be receptive of it. And most of the time, it's just all, it's that little voice inside our head that says, you know, we can't do this video content, but at the end of the day, we can, and your audience will love it.
That's amazing. Okay, so a couple other questions. You know, I'd love to dive into a little bit about your membership and all the amazing value that you provide in there. You know, you're providing templates, both image templates and caption templates. What do you think that does for someone? Like, what pressure do you think that takes off of them when they're trying to get better results on Instagram?
You know, I think that the biggest roadblock that I see a lot of people face when it comes to Instagram marketing is there's so many different assets of the platform. There's stories and reels and IGTV and posts, and it can be a lot. It can be a little overwhelming to kind of juggle all of those things and really know where you need to start with and where you need to put your focus on first. So that's where I see a lot of the members inside our content membership really thrive, because they now have those caption templates to where before they had no idea what to write to share with their audience. And, you know, it's sometimes that you just need that good starting point to really light that light bulb in your brain and say, okay, I can use this. And then I can go into, you know, the different pain points that my clients are dealing with, because, you know them, we kind of help get that out of you. And the same with the Canva templates for the graphics. You know, right now, I think this is a trend that will probably be around for a little while longer, but these shareable type of graphics that are circulating on Instagram that are either, you know, charts or graphs, or they have pictures or something cute like that. That's always going to be something that people are going to share. They're going to share to their story. They're going to share with a friend. They're going to save it because it's valuable, or it's, you know, really easy to digest visually. So a lot of the times, people that join our membership, you know, they're not graphic designers, and I'm not a graphic designer myself. I would call myself a Canva designer. Canva really helps me step up my graphics game a lot. So we create these templates where all you need to do is adjust the colors and the fonts and, you know, fill in the text with what fits your brand. And that way you can also have shareable graphics that people share to grow your account that way.
Beautiful. I hear similar kind of that blank page syndrome, if you will, for any content that people are creating. What should I create for my email marketing? What should I create for whatever social media platform I'm on? Like, really getting stuck on, I'm not sure what to create. And it's just so, you know, what a gift to give your members that here's the starting point and then go ahead and make it your own.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all we need. A lot of the clients that I work with and that are members in the membership, most of them are service-based entrepreneurs. So they're an expert in their field, whether they're a web designer or a strategist or an email marketer themselves, or whether they're offering another service that maybe has now brought them online because of everything that's happened recently. So they just need that starting point of this is how you need to create content. And inside the membership, we go into really the four content pillars that I think are super important for any business on Instagram. It's the same ones that I use. And to just sum them up quickly, they are visibility posts that are these shareable graphics. They are personal posts that I like to call know, like, and trust builders. They are knowledge bombs, which are educational posts. And then finally, they are posts that are selling your product or service. And I like to call those money makers.
Love that. Who doesn't want a money maker?
Exactly. Exactly. That's why we're on Instagram in the first place.
Right. Right. Okay. So just tacking on to that, if I'm a business owner and I'm trying to evaluate, is Instagram the right platform for me? Do you have any input on that, or maybe a series of questions that people should ask themselves before going on Instagram or before trying to spend a lot of time on Instagram?
Yeah, I mean, it's no doubt that Instagram is one of the biggest social media platforms in the world, and it has been for a while, and I honestly don't see it going anywhere anytime soon, just given all of the other social media platforms out there. So it's really important to look at a couple of things. Again, I'm a huge proponent of, is Instagram the platform for you if you are someone who can show up on Instagram and can kind of build a personal brand around your business? And whether you're personal or not, you're still going to be the main content creator for that account. And I've talked to clients before who they just really don't love Instagram. It's something that they don't use personally. Their ideal client isn't on Instagram. So that's the other thing to really look at. If they're not on Instagram at all, if they're more of a person who they would much rather be on Facebook, in a Facebook group, in a community that way, maybe that's where you need to focus your efforts. Or maybe they would rather go on Pinterest. They're more of a visual person. They know what they need. They're going to search for it. So there's so many other platforms. So really looking at it in two ways. What is it a good platform for you? And is it a good platform for your audience? Because if it's not, and I've worked with clients before who it's not. And I know it kind of seems like it's hard to believe that, you know, it's not a platform for someone, or there's an audience who's not on Instagram, but there really isn't.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was speaking with an attorney client the other day who's in personal injury law. You know, we were talking about social media platforms, and I was saying, you know, I just don't think Instagram is the fastest path for you. Like, first of all, you know, someone has to be in your geographic area, and then they have to have suffered an injury, and then the injury has to be so bad that they're looking for you. And I'm just not sure. There's other channels, there's other marketing strategies that I think are going to be a better fit for your ideal target audience. So I think those are great questions to ask.
Yeah. And I love that you were open and upfront with that, because I know a lot of other marketers would say, you know, Instagram is one of the biggest platforms. You need to be on it. You know, there's 100 million monthly active users, something along those lines. Well, yes, but like you said, targeting them and really reaching them with your account and your content is really difficult compared to all of the other channels that they could go about.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that's part of the reason why we're doing this podcast is, there's so many different ways to grow your business. And just because one strategy is working for one person's business doesn't mean it's necessarily the right strategy for your business. And really being able to zoom out and evaluate, okay, who is my target audience? Where are they spending time and money online? And how do I meet them there? I think is really important.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Okay, so Jessica hinted at in your bio that you used to work a corporate marketing job in New York City. Why did you decide to venture off on your own?
Yeah, so looking back now, I would say it's a funny story. At the time, it definitely was not. It did not feel like a funny story. But I had been side hustling while working at my job in New York City. I felt like it was a dream job, if you will. It was in New York City. I was managing multiple accounts. I was managing several contractors underneath me. But then sort of out of the blue, the company went under. I actually ended up getting laid off. And at the time, it was really devastating to go from, you know, such a high to, you know, a really low. And it was that point where I was going back and forth. Do I brush up my resume? Do I get back out there? You know, New York City job market is very, very competitive. It took me a while to find that job and land that dream job. So I knew that I had the skills of working with a couple of freelancing clients while I was doing this job. And I had always wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I kind of needed this push. And, you know, the universe definitely answered and gave me that push. I didn't know I needed it. But that was the end of 2018. And I'm honestly so glad that I was kind of pushed into this.
Wow. What a fortuitous but painful start, I'm sure. However, it's not unusual. A lot of people I know have some sort of push, including myself. So I just think what a gift that you already had a side hustle built up, which makes the transition a whole lot easier.
Yeah, and I was really fortunate because, like you said, not everyone has that starting point of the side hustle already while working their 9 to 5. So I was really lucky to have a couple of clients. I had 2 clients when I was started this on my own and decided to go all in. And I still remember the day, even right now, I put together a email to both of those clients, just, you know, thanking them for trusting me with their business and letting them know that I was going full time. And this is where I was, you know, picturing taking my company and where I wanted to grow and how that could benefit their business as well. And those 2 clients ended up becoming really great referrals for me. And, you know, referrals, and that's the best form of marketing, word of mouth, you know, all day. And so I'm really lucky to have those. And that's kind of put me on the path that I am now. You know, I'm not going to lie, there have been times where the business does get hard and, you know, you kind of come across, you know, can I do this? You know, Instagram will change their algorithm and I feel like I have to relearn everything I just learned, but but it's okay. So, you know, for all of you who are on Instagram listening, us as Instagram marketers, we go through it too. And we deal with the struggles as well.
100%. And I don't think anyone can say business owning your own business is a walk in the park. I mean, they're just like with your corporate job, they're high highs and low lows. And in the digital marketing space, everything changes so quickly. So you have to constantly be on your game of learning, and staying on top of everything. So I hear you on that pain.
Yeah. And, you know, I always joke with my family because when I was in high school, in college, I jumped from job to job. I always wondered why I did that. But it was usually about this 3-month period that I knew that, okay, I've kind of done my work here. I feel like I need to go on to bigger and better things. And looking back, it was always, you know, family was always, you know, you can't stay at a certain job, but I just needed that. I needed that newness every so often. So that's what I love about the business that I've created for myself. Especially with the membership, we keep things new every single month. We try to stay up with all of the trends as we can to deliver to our members. And that's why I love working with clients one-on-one as well, because their businesses are always changing. And I kind of love that change myself.
That's awesome. Sounds like you've chosen the right, the right niche then, because, if there's anything you can be certain about on social media is that it's never going to stay the same.
Exactly. It always keeps me on my toes, but I love it.
Yeah. So talking a little bit about marketing your own business, you hinted at referrals, but I'd love to just hear right now what's working for you in terms of generating new business besides referrals. Is there anything else you're doing that you feel like has worked really well for you?
Yeah, I have to say right now it's 2 things. And the second one might surprise some of you because I have been talking about Instagram primarily. But the first one is Instagram. I really jumped on the Reels bandwagon, and I'm sure a lot of people listening are already thinking, okay, I'm a little overwhelmed with Reels. There's so many things to learn about them. But my biggest piece of advice for that, because I do think they're one of the best ways to grow on Instagram right now organically, is use previous content that performed really well. So I don't think I've mentioned this yet, but I am a huge proponent of repurposing content. I've coined the term repurpose queen because I will repurpose old content all of the time and kind of give it new life. You know, how can I add extra value? How can I make this more actionable for somebody reading this post? And that's exactly what I've done. I've taken my posts that have gotten the most shares or saves or comments even, and I've turned those into reels. And that's how I'm seeing really good results with that. And then kind of going off of that and into my second way of generating new leads is I really started building my Facebook group and community. But with both of these different channels, I'm really focusing on getting people who are following me on Instagram and joining my free Facebook community that fit my ideal client, whether that's for the membership or for the one-on-one services, because they are pretty similar in who they are. They're just at different stages, getting them on my email list and then kind of nurturing them that way.
Beautiful. So love that you practice what you preach. So Instagram's working really well for you. And then it almost feels like adding that community aspect by taking the relationship a little bit deeper, not just with you, but with everyone else who's all the other business owners who are in a similar boat, allows you to serve your prospects in a different way, if you will, and continue to build trust. And I just, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm huge on community. I'm huge on making sure I'm making a positive impact in their life, because I know that as consumers, we are flooded with so much content from the moment we wake up to the moment we fall asleep. So I always want to make sure the content I'm putting out is useful and helpful to them. And that's part of the reason why creating my community as well, just to kind of open the doors and to kind of give other people access to the community that I've built over the years.
Amazing. And then you hinted at two other things I was going to ask you about. So the first is, you know, how are you qualifying leads? You know, how are you deciding who's a good fit for what service? Are they ready now or later? And you mentioned that your ideal client who is a good fit for your one-on-one service is very much similar to the one who's a good fit for your membership. They're struggling with the same stuff. So how do you sort through who's ready to buy now and who might need more time and information?
Yeah, so I do most of nurturing my leads in the Instagram DMs. It's where I'm the most active. It's where I really thrive, if you will. I love talking to people and just really getting to know them. And I know to some people, Instagram DMs, because some gurus like to teach some spammy metrics and, you know, different tactics that just don't work. I don't believe in those. I've never done any of those. They might work for some. It's not something that I want to teach or want to do myself. But I always like to welcome people when they follow me on Instagram, which I know might seem to some kind of crazy. It is a little time consuming, but I always go through the people who follow me. And I kind of do two things at the same time. I look, one, if it's an Instagram bot or, you know, a ghost account, if you will, that's, you know, they don't have any posts, they're not active, I'll go ahead and remove them as a follower. I don't really need them to be one of my followers. It will help my engagement doing that. But then if they are someone who fits into my ideal client avatar, I'll just start having a conversation with them. And I really nurture my leads by just getting to know them and learning about their business, listening to their problems, and really trying to find what their desires are with their business and then with using social media as the medium.
Amazing. And on top of that, you know, you have a number of free guides that someone can opt into. And then presumably you're also nurturing them through email. So you've got this one-on-one touch point through DMs that's a little more manual, but you have email operating in the background that doesn't require quite as much effort, where you can create one piece of content and it reaches everyone that's opted into your list.
Yeah, exactly. And I have those two different funnels set up, and I've actually had them for a while. And I feel like that first funnel that offers that free value and then puts them into a nurture sequence to really share about how I can help them and different social media strategies that they can implement. Because I'm a huge believer of sharing what I know. Free value is super important. So I'm a huge proponent of giving someone the tools, and then they can make the decision to either A, implement them themselves. And if they get results, I love that. I think that's great. Or B, if they feel that they need to hire an expert or outsource this project, then I know that they now trust me, and 9 times out of 10, they probably choose me for that services. So I send those freebies to these prospective leads to put them in these different funnels and just to continue to learn from me that way.
That's amazing. And I just want to highlight for the listeners, because in this 4-episode series, I'm talking with different social media marketing business owners, and there's a common thread among all of you guys, even though you're focused on different channels, that you're really focused on building relationships using social media and not kind of these spammy or bot growth hacks that may build up a lot of vanity metrics but don't necessarily generate customers. And I think there's a really important distinction there of organic social media requires building relationships in addition to the content that you're publishing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's usually the key factor when I am auditing someone's account and trying to figure out, because a lot of times I'll see accounts hit this plateau. You know, they can't get over X amount of followers, or their engagement starts to drop a little bit. And I know we're so quick to blame the algorithm. It's really easy to do that. And while, yes, 90% of the time, it very well be the algorithm. But the algorithm is very smart. And as you know, it works off of how people who do follow you engage with your content and their different behaviors on your account. So if we're nurturing our followers and really building that relationship with them, we know that we are going to build a loyal follower. And it does take some time to build that follower into a customer. It takes some time to kind of convert your Instagram account, if you will. But when it's done, and it's done the right way, I believe, in my opinion, that's the right way, you've kind of built a customer for life.
I do not disagree with you at all. I think sometimes that can sound overwhelming or sound frustrating to a business owner who's looking to generate new customers yesterday. But the reality is, I don't know many businesses that are able that are able to do that. And oftentimes those customers that make quick decisions and haven't had time to become more sales ready and get familiar with who you are and what you offer don't end up being very good customers for whatever reason. So I don't always see a quick, fast path to any new marketing channel that you're implementing. So just to kind of reiterate, yes, it does take some time, but in the end, you have a more sustainable flow of customers and a better customer acquisition channel.
Yeah, exactly. And for anyone listening, if you ever come across someone who is, you know, selling a system or method that can, you know, 10x their results overnight, just run. That's just my advice for that, because it will not happen. And if it was a real thing, then we would all be doing it. So,
yeah. And even sometimes when you see those miraculous results, you don't know how much lead up has been, you know, how many things have converged and how long it's taken for them to converge before those results happen. So, yeah, I would agree with you to run.
Yeah. And I love that you mentioned that as well, because that's something that I see, or that I hear a lot when people message me on Instagram, you know, how have you grown your account so much? And I get it. There are these accounts that will pop up and they've been on Instagram for 3 months. And, you know, I think they just get lucky. I think sometimes the algorithm works better in your favor a little better than someone else. But, you know, a lot of my growth has come from just consistency in overtime.
Preach. That's great. So, if you had to give one piece of advice to another business owner who's working on their marketing and growing their business, and maybe they're either a little earlier on than you or even just starting out, what would that piece of advice be?
Yeah, I know we kind of talked about, you know, really niching down to one platform, not spreading yourself too thin. I really think you should find what you're good at, meaning the platform that you were the best at creating content for. And I think you should go all in for the most part. And I'll say for the most part, because I know, just, you know, as a marketer, we should not put all of our eggs in one basket. So, you know, don't put all your eggs in the Instagram marketing basket. You know, you need an email list, or, you know, you need a funnel or a website or something like that. But just stick to one platform that you're really great at. If you are someone who loves Instagram and that's your platform, you can show up whatever way feels best for you and create the best content. And you're seeing results. You're getting DMs from clients. You're getting people, you know, through your funnel and kind of your buyer journey that way. Then go all in for that. And honestly, if it's not Instagram, you don't have to stress about it. Just because other accounts are growing and finding success with Instagram, that doesn't mean that you're not going to find success somewhere else.
That's really great. And to your point, do you think sometimes people quit a channel too early before they've given it enough time to see the results they're looking for?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot. I think sometimes, and I get it, I've been there. I started sharing reels. I believe I shared about 2 reels a week. And, you know, I look to all the other Instagram marketers in my industry and, you know, they're killing it with their reels. They're getting insane views and great engagement. And they're really, in my point of view, I feel like they're really getting it. They're really grasping it quickly. And, you know, why can't I grasp it as quick as they can? And it probably took my 8th or 9th reel to really see some traction. And that's where it started taking off from there. So it takes time. Keep going at it. If you do a couple of posts that don't get the best engagement, but you know this content is super valuable to your audience, you did get some positive feedback, just keep going for it. And kind of on that point as well, I'm a huge believer that sometimes we don't really know exactly how well we're doing on Instagram until a certain point. I've had a lot of people who reach out to me to become my client, and I might not have even had one DM conversation with them. They just might have been someone who has been following me for the longest time. Maybe they've watched my stories, maybe they just read my post. They could be someone who never liked a post or commented or shared it or saved it, but then they become a client. So it's kind of that moment that you realize that you're still impacting someone just by producing this content, and it does take some time.
Thank you, Jessica. That advice was fabulous. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing the behind the scenes of your business, what's working for you in marketing, what's working for your clients in Instagram marketing. It's been amazing having you here for this episode. And where can our listeners go to learn more about your business and your services?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Lauren. It's been a pleasure to chat with you and on this episode. And if you want to learn more about my business, about my services, or about the membership, you can go to socialsavvyhq.co. Or, of course, you can DM me on Instagram at socialsavvyhq.
Awesome. And I have these links in the show notes for this episode at marketingthatgenerates.com. And I've also included a link to Jessica's Instagram growth guide if anyone wants to kind of fast track their path. So really appreciate you having you on here. Thank you so much for all your time and expertise.
Of course. Thanks, Lauren.
Heck yeah. You just finished another episode of the Marketing That Generates podcast. I hope you found a few takeaways that you can put into action right away. If you want more on today's episode, head over to marketingthatgenerates.com for show notes, links, bonus resources, and related episodes. Plus, if you're looking to connect with other amazing business owners just like you, be sure to join my free community. You can get access at marketingthatgenerates.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you back here next week.